The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Paddy Burke, a very good morning to you.
Hey Ryan, how are you?
Are you well this morning?
I'm good. I'm goodish.
You're okay-ish.
Is the rain,
the rain falling or the sun shining, wherever you are?
The rain is falling. I was out for a run. I'm just back, so I'm feeling good.
And where are you in the world, may I ask?
I live in Balldoyle.
In Balldoyle. And you took to email to say, all right, I'm going to write to this fella to say, I've got to get some stuff off my chest, or at least you want to tell me something. So you very kindly agreed to talk to us about it this morning. You've worked with the Irish Wheelchair Association for a long time now.
I'm with them for 30 years now, Ryan.
Yeah.
And the reason why I wrote the email was I wanted to thank people for what they did for me. Just to give you a little story, my son was diagnosed with cancer on the 13th of December.
Just last year?
Just last year,
okay.
Yeah. Just before his third birthday. I met you up in St. John's Ward.
Oh, right, Paddy, I didn't know that.
In January.
Okay.
I didn't get to talk to you. I kind of, what we call it, I got a stand beside, but that was good enough for me.
No. let's just put that in. So St. John's Ward, just for people to know, is the cancer unit up in
up in Cormorant Hospital.
And you were there in January, so you weren't long in this world of cancer and children. Okay.
No. He was like, that was on the 13th. He got leukemia. And yeah, we were basically in lockdown since the 13th of December. We had decided we'd close that door. We'd know other children. We were lucky.
Okay.
Also, as well, my job allowed me to work from home. So it wasn't before COVID. Like, I mean, we would have been worrying about the common cold. We would have been worrying about a flu because, like, he'd absolutely no defense system whatsoever.
What's his name?
His name is Patrick, like his dad.
Paddy Jr.
Patrick Jr., yeah.
Three years old,
yeah. So
what is that like, if I may ask you, from one dad to another, to be told that news in the hospital one morning when you go in just to see what the hell's going on?
Well, I knew when four people walked into the room,
yeah.
I knew it wasn't good.
Mm.
And then they told he had cancer. And I was actually playing with him on the floor with a little toy and just a shock. Now, what I did, I actually walked out to the doctor and I asked the doctor, I said, listen, you need to tell me, what's the chances? I said, I need to know. And fair play to her. She said, they're very, very good. She said, the treatment is going to be very harsh. It's not nice treatment. But the success rate is absolutely very, very high. And she was right in both ways. The success rate was very high. The treatment has been very, very tough on the poor child.
It's tough on an adult.
Oh, yeah, and the child is just, I'm not joking around, from head to toe,
yeah.
from his poor bottom breaking down because of the stuff going through him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get him home and you take the temperature. If the temperature goes to 38, you're back in. Now, normally with a child, a bit of Calpol may do, but no. 38, you're saying something is brewing. He doesn't have the defenses to fight this. He needs to go back in. So we could have been here at 11 o'clock and he'd be only out of the hospital. Could be here at 11 o'clock on Friday evening, back in again. And he hated it.
Yeah.
Oh, he screamed and he screamed and he screamed. So you're talking about earlier on about the Colosseum and the noise and the blood and the screams and the sweat. There would have been days up in the hospital where I felt that, you know.
I wasn't thinking of you when I was talking about Gladiator, Paddy, but now I realise I'm talking to the proper, the Irish Maximus over here.
Absolutely, Russell Crowe, move over.
Beat it, Russell, there's a new kid in town.
Absolutely. But listen, really what I wanted to say
was
just the amazing people out there
that
actually helped us was just incredible. Just the country we live in, Ryan. Now, I know there's people out there like me waiting on the procedures, and I don't want to talk about them. I just want to talk about this case. From the day we went in, the treatment has been absolutely nothing but superb.
Okay.
And you know what? All free.
Yeah.
We could not afford to pay for that. You know, we're on an international group of people with children with cancer, and in some countries, they have to pay for every bit of treatment, and they will not get their second treatment until they pay for their first.
No, it's desperate. Yeah.
You know, and a woman have to sell in her house, you know.
Yeah.
But just small little things, Ryan. One time I came home after a very, very bad day in the hospital, and COVID was around. So basically, we had lost all contact with all the other parents who we used to meet. And I come home one day, and there was a bottle of milk and a loaf of bread on my door. And I just cried. It's just that little small gesture. Really had to say, and it lifted me. My family, my friends, my job have seen us through this. Now, today, I mean, he's bouncing around.
Good.
Like an enormous 3-year-old.
Good, thank God. Yeah, okay, good. Are there prognosis?
Yeah, it is good. Still, basically what happens is, like, I mean, you get treated for 3 years.
Mm.
So what they do is, like, I mean, you still have cancer and they will treat you for cancer. And they'll do that for 3 years, you know.
Okay.
So, it's been a road, but there's been some amazing people. Amazing people have helped us. And I just want to thank everybody. Even Michael comes on a Monday on his bike from the blood bank. We take the blood on a Monday. Michael comes at 5 o'clock. He lets Patrick on the motorbike, switches on the lights. And Patrick can't wait for Michael to come along to bring the blood off. So, you know, it's everything. So it's really been, it's been a journey, but I couldn't have done it without the people that I know and the people I don't know as well.
You know that expression, it takes a village, you know, it really does.
It really, really does, like, you know, and like in my job as well, I just wanted to mention two things on this as well.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I mean, there's hidden people out there, Ryan, like, you know, before COVID, during COVID, and I'm sure after COVID, who carers in this country from the Irish Wheelchair Association and others who are up every morning going into people's houses, you know, just to give them the basic right to get out of bed. You know, it's just the loneliness here now has... I've worked for 30 years with the wheelchair and I thought I knew what loneliness was until this came along to me now. And there's so many people out there lonely. And if anybody that's listening, if you can do anything at all, whether it's a bit of bread, whether it's a magazine, anything at all to a neighbour, you may not think you're doing anything good, you know, but it does really, really help.
Paddy, we're going to send you over a very silly thing, but something that I hope Patrick will enjoy, which is, because you can't buy them in the shops this year, but it's a set of Toy Show pajamas from me to him from Penny's, just to wish him a happy Christmas from the Toy Man with love.
He'd absolutely love it, Ryan.
He would absolutely love it.
He really, really would. Like, you know, and listen, Ryan, it's great. Like, and thanks a million for having us on.
No,
like,
it's a pleasure. Wish you well.
Like, you know, and as I say, it's not all, like, for me, it's not all doom and gloom. Like, you know, I look at my fridge, you know, I have food, I have heat, I have a roof over my head, and I have a healthy son. I couldn't wish for anything more.
You got the attitude right. Paddy, happy Christmas to you and Patrick and your family. Wishing you every happiness.
No problem, Ryan. And listen, thanks a million for the chance. Just
it's
tell
a pleasure.
People, thank you.
It's a lovely thing to do. Thank you. And all the best for now. Thank you, Pat. That's Paddy Burke joining us there. And I remember being there, and the family said the same thing. Said, if you could cut the grass first, don't come up to us on the door with the head tilt going, how are you? Just cut the grass. Just go to the shop. Just buy the milk. And that's where the help lies. But that's gratitude. It's a lovely attitude. So that was lovely. Appreciate that from Paddy. Nice one.